Vedanta dindimastatvam ekamudkoshayantiyat astam purastatat tejaha dakshinamurti sarnitam. Okay, let's go to Michael's verse. It's verse 36.
Yes.
Avasta tritiyam yasya.
Avasta tritiyam yasya.
I want to do it right. Avasta tritiyam yasya.
Avasta tritiyam yasya.
Kridha bhumiti yastitam.
Kridha bhumiti yastitam.
Tadeva brahmajaniyat.
Tadeva brahmajaniyat.
Iti vedanta dindimaha.
Iti vedanta dindimaha.
Avasta tritiyam yasya krida bhumitaya stitam tat eva brahma janiyat iti vedanta dindimaha. We've got a yasya tat correlative there, so avasta tritiyam, the group of the triad of the three avastas. Of the three avastas are the waking, dream, deep sleep. So avasta, the word avasta is a technical term. It means a state of experience. So the group of three, tritiyam, avastas, avasta, tritiyam, yasya, for whom, krida, bhumitaya, stitiya, stitam. It says, for whom the three avastas, waking, dream, and deep sleep, are, stitam, are a playground. Krida means play, bhumi means ground or earth. So krida, bhumi, is just a playground. They abide. They, we would use that taya, bhumi taya. We would just say that that's the state of being that these three avastas enjoy. For whom? For whom the waking, but in English we are not going to say it like that because it's an abstract in the instrumental, right? Krida bhumitaya is an abstract ta in the instrumental singular. Avasta tritiyam is in the nominative singular, yasya is in genitive singular, krida bhumitaya instrumental singular, stitam is a past passive participle of sta that can be just exists as, abides as, or just simply is, right? So the group of three avastas are, for whom the group of three avastas are a playground, right? That in, one should know that as Brahman alone. That indeed one should know as Brahman. Janiyat, right? Janiyat, one should know. That indeed to be Brahman. Tadeva Brahma. Brahma is like that. That indeed is Brahman. One should know that to be Brahman alone. Who should that? What should be known as Brahman? That one for whom, right? That one for whom the three avastas are a playground. Thus Vedanta Dinamaha. Thus the proclamation of Vedanta. So you could say, one should know Brahman. You could say it like this, one should know Brahman to be one should know that to be Brahman, for that one to be Brahman for whom the three states of experiences are the playground, like that. The one for whom, that and yesya. Okay for everybody? Okay, Tara.
Okay, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yana dao yachanas yante.
Yana dao yachanas nasyante.
Nasyante. Tan madye patamapyasat.
Tan madye patamapyasat.
Atomitya jagat sarvam. Oh, hold on. Atomitya jagat sarvam.
Atomitya jagat sarvam.
Iti vedanta dindimaha.
Iti vedanta dindimaha.
Okay. Let's get there.
Yes.
Okay. So, yat adao yat cha na asti ante tat madhye patam api asat ataha mitya jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindimaha. Yat adao is
yat na adao.
Oh, right, okay. So yat na adao, whatever, what is not in the beginning, okay. I don't know how to do this. Yet, not a doubt.
That which.
Okay, that which in the beginning is not.
Mm-hmm.
Cha, yet, na, ante, asti. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what in the beginning is not, and that or which in the end is not.
That which is not in the beginning, and that which...
Just, okay, that which is not in the beginning, and that which is not in the end.
Uh-huh.
Tat madhye patam api asat. That in the middle, so appears or seems.
Bottom api.
Bottom api, although appears.
Even though
it appears. So when you, what this appears means as real.
It's manifest.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though it's here.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So that in the middle, bottom api, although appearing real. Or although seeing...
No, it's just all... See, it's here.
It's
just shining.
Although here.
Yeah. Or although appearing.
Although appearing. Okay. I'm not part... Do you want me to go back and parse these?
I thought you did. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I didn't. But
okay,
let me just finish and then I'll parse them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So that in the middle, although appears, ataha...
Asat.
Oh, asat. Although appears, does the api go with asat? No.
Api will usually go with what it follows.
Okay.
So
it's going
api.
Although appearing. Asat, it's actually unreal. It's unreal. Although appearing, it's unreal.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Ataha, therefore, mitya jagat sarvam, the entire world. Therefore, the entire world or the whole world is unreal.
Is mitya. Yeah. Good.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. This thus proclaims the drumbeat of Vedanta. So
mm-hmm.
we have yat is nominative singular and adao is the locative singular.
Don't forget the na.
And then, okay, so yet is nominative singular for what or that, and na is not, a Tao in the beginning, yet again nominative singular, asit is the present third person singular for is from us, class 2.
Asti, right? Asti. Yeah.
Ante is locative singular for in the end. So na ante, not in the end, is not in the what, which in the end is not.
Yeah, good.
Then tat is nominative singular. Madhye is a locative singular, and that in the middle. Although api, bottom. Appearing, which is from pa, class 2. It's a PPP in the nominative singular. Although appearing, api patam, batam, asat, which is unreal, and it's nominative singular. Although appearing, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Ataha, therefore, is an indeclinable. Mithya is an indeclinable also. No. Yes.
It is.
Mithya
is indeclinable.
Unreal. And then we have Jagat, nominative singular for world, and Sarvam, nominative singular for all or whole, entire. So Jagat, Sarvam, Ataha, Jagat, Sarvam, Mithya. The entire world is unreal, therefore. Okay.
That's good. This is a kind of a famous logic that if something is not there in the beginning and not there at the end, but only appears in the middle, it can't be real because it's bordered by prior non-existence. What?
I think we lost Shri.
Oh, do you want to try again?
I'm going to try to recall.
Okay.
Try to recall Shri.
Go ahead.
I recognized it. I've heard it.
This logic, yeah.
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 Hey, Carol, you're back. I'm not getting through that. It may be her connection. Carol, can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Sure, you're back on? What I'm going to do is call her on my cell phone and she can hear on my speaker.
Try her. Maybe she would have given me a note, a little message, though, if she'd quit. So go ahead. Oh, I stood. I got up. I sat down and I have to get up again. Oh dear, what a mistake.
The connection is failing, so I'm going to put you on speaker so you can hear. Okay, I got her back on speaker.
Okay, great. Anyway, that logic is a logic for Maya, or what is not real, a sad. If it's not there in the beginning, not there in the end, but only appears in the middle, then it can't be real because it's bordered by non-existence. Mm-hmm. Right, and if it's bordered by non-existence, then nothing can come from non-existence. And so therefore it's mithya, because you can't say that we're not experiencing it. That's the bottom of P, even though we're experiencing it. Mm-hmm. Right? Even though it's presenting itself to us, it can't be real because nothing can come from non-existence. The only thing that's going to be, the only satyam is going to be the actual thing that is there, that doesn't have a beginning or end. That's the logic. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do the next one.
Okay. Okay, I'll try this too, but I haven't really practiced it. Yadastya tau yadastyante yam madhye bhati tat svayam.
Yadastya tau yadastyante yam madhye bhati tat svayam.
Brahmaiva, okay, again. Brahmaiva kam idam satyam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Brahmaiva kamidam satyam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Okay, so you want us to break it out. So it's Yat Asti Adau Yat Asti Ante Yat Yat Adye. No, Yat.
Okay.
It's actually Yat Madye. I can't read my writing. Yat Madye Tat Swayam. And then
Yat Madye Tat
Swayam.
Bhati Tat Swayam.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yat Madye Bhati Tat Swayam. And then Prama Eva Ekam Idam Satyam Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Okay, so should I just go through each one and then give the translation?
Yeah.
Okay, so Yat here is which, nominative neuter. There's going to be a lot of nominative neuters here, singulars. Asti from us is Adau from Adi. This is the locative singular in the beginning. From beginning. then yat again, which, and then asti is again, and third, you know, person present singular, is, and then ante is locative singular from anta in the end, and then yat again with sandhi, and then madhya is madhye is from madhya, but means the center. So here it's the locative singular, right?
You can say in the middle.
The middle, right. Yeah. But it's from the masculine word for madhya, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then bha is the class two verb. This is the third person present singular. It means it shines.
Mm-hmm.
Brahma from Brahman is in the nominative neuter. Eva, alone or only. Ekam means one without a second, non-dual. And idam from this means this, nominative neuter singular. Satya is neuter, satyam, again nominative neuter singular, iti, thus, and Vedanta is Vedanta, the substantive, and then dindimaha is the drumbeat of Vedanta.
Yeah.
So I had, so this is like a yut tut construction, right? So I have that, I mean, the way I translated it was that which is in the beginning, which is in the end, which shines.
Which is in...
Oh, go ahead. Which shines. That Brahma alone is one, non-dual. This is real. Thus the drumbeat, so proclaims the drumbeat of Vedanta.
You left one little thing out there.
Okay.
You see, that which is in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
which is in the end, mm-hmm. and which is in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant to, yeah.
But then that... That bhati tatsvayam, that shines itself. When they say that, it shines itself means it's self-luminous. That's the way it...
Oh, swayam? Never,
swayam.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It shines of its... The idea is it shines of its own accord. Nothing's right. illumining it. Self-luminous.
Right.
So it itself shines.
Okay.
Right.
And then I had a question on swayam. Swa is the pronoun, right? Or is there... That's from
I think swaya is the pronoun also.
Oh, swaya,
it's
okay.
all coming from swa is the basic, but there's
swaya. So that would be the accusative or the neuter?
It's in the neuter there to go with Brahman.
Right, so it's the neuter singular.
Nominative singular.
Nominative singular.
Yeah. So
there's a pronoun called swaya. That was just mm-hmm. the
okay. Yeah, I'm just looking it up.
Okay.
That's what I remember, but then I was just related to it like that, so let me just make sure.
Okay.
There's a lot of different forms for swa, all having, you know, similar meaning. Swam, swa. There's swayam. Well, they have it as an indeclinable, I didn't know that. Swayam, oneself in one's own person, used reflexively and applicable to all pronouns, such as myself, ourself, thyself, sometimes used with other pronouns for the sake of emphasis.
So it's an adverb?
It's an indeclinable.
That means an adverb?
No, not necessarily. No, adverb means it goes with a verb.
Right. So right?
But here it's being used adverbially.
Okay.
But not all indeclinables are adverbs.
Well, right, because like a gerund... Or could be.
Yeah, or even like attaha.
Okay.
These words aren't adverbs, but they're indeclinables.
Okay.
But this indeclinable here is referring back to it shines. Oh, is it? Let's see. I guess so. It itself is shining, is the idea. It shines of its own accord.
Okay. Oh, that was an important word too. Leave out in the translation.
Yeah, that's an important thing. And you
right.
need to get used to seeing these kind of things because mm-hmm. when they talk about Brahman as consciousness or awareness or as prakasha, some sort of light, there always has to be something that says it's self-effulgent.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll say swaprakasha,
mm-hmm.
or it's self-effulgent mm-hmm. or self-luminous, all these things.
Okay.
Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we have to stop. Sorry about that. Penny, Yes. We'll start next week. We'll do, you'll be, Kiki will, oh, you won't be here. Okay.
Yeah, I won't be here.
Okay.
All right, so should we reassign?
We're going to reassign them.
Okay.
Because so Virginia won't be here either. Shree will be here. So Shree will take...
Kiki's 39.
Kiki's 39?
Mm-hmm. Kiki's 39.
Shree will be 40?
Shree is 40.
And I'll be
so
41.
You're 40, which is my version.
I'm not one. Tara, what, you're 40?
I guess 41 will be me then, right?
Unless, Shree, do you want to... Why don't you just... they'll let you do another verse, so... You go ahead and do 40. Tara will do 41. Virginia will do 42.
I won't be here, but I'll do it. Oh. I mean, I want to do it, so I'll just do it on my own.
Okay, do it on your own, but for us... Maybe we won't do that many verses next time. That way we can spend more time doing...
Okay.
But she's talking about
and then the next week I could do that one. After that.
Yeah.
So we'll just go through 41, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. For this week. And you'll do 42, and you'll get to start the week after.
Okay, so Kiki will be 39, Shree will be 40, and Tara will be 41. We'll do those three verses next time. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Yes, your prayer. Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.